Hi guys, welcome back to FM 98.5, your weekly radio show on Tuesday afternoon. For those who have just joined us now, we were talking about the natural wonder of North America. Today, you have a chance to win a two-week trip to these places if you give the right answers to our questions. Let's see who is calling, if he or she will be our next winner. Hi, here's May from FM 98.5. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, May. My name is Trish.
Hello, Trish. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London in England.
Oh, wow. What a surprise. Our radio show has listeners all over the world. But I think you are the first Brit to call. Welcome to our show, Trish. Have you been listening to our program today? You know what's about? Today, we send you on a 2 weeks round tour of the natural wonders in the USA.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm calling. I'm so excited about it. It's one of my dreams to see all these spectacular places. And who knows, perhaps this is my chance today.
Well, let's start then. I'll tell you how it works. You get 3 questions, and in order for you to win, you have to answer 2 of them correctly. I'll give you maximum 3 hints. After 10 seconds, you have to give the right answer. Did you understand? Do you have any questions? Otherwise, we could start.
No, I have no questions so far.
Are you ready? Here is the first question. 2 states share this natural wonder. Marilyn Monroe and Joseph Cotton spent their summer holiday in the film named After This Natural Wonder. And the 3rd hint is that it has 3...
Oh, I know this one. These are the Niagara Falls, aren't they?
It's amazing, but you're right. Well done. How did you recognize this so quickly?
Oh, I remember the film, and as I am a great fan of Marilyn Monroe, I have seen this film many times. It's a great film.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes. I visited my brother in Toronto when he was on a semester abroad, and we went to the falls on the Canadian side. It is an impressive and spectacular attraction. On the Canadian side, there are the so-called Horseshoe Falls, which I think are about 800 meter wide, mm-hmm. and the highest point is something about, I think, 50 meters.
Mm-hmm.
And the water comes from the Niagara River.
Everything you said is perfectly right. Okay, Trish, this was pretty good. You have 2 more questions left. Now, how do you feel after having answered the 1st question correctly?
Well, I'm still a bit nervous, but I think I'll get over it.
Okay, let's see how you get along with this natural wonder, which might be a little bit tricky. It is located off the coast of Belize. It is found in the middle of the Lighthouse Reef ecosystem. It is one of the top 10 best scuba diving spots in the world. Underwater sinkhole, it's home to various sorts of sharks like the Caribbean Reef shark and the hammerhead shark. What do you think this might be?
I don't know. I'm afraid I have no idea. It could be anywhere in the Caribbean. I have never been to the Caribbean islands. All these sorts of sharks. I don't like sharks. They are so scary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Time is over. The right answer would have been the Great Blue Hole. Have you ever heard of it, Trish?
No, never heard of it before.
Okay. Well, this was a tricky one. But sorry, no point for you this time.
Oh, what a pity.
All right. Here we go with a 3rd and last question. Nearly 5 million people visit this natural wonder each year. The Colorado River crosses this known place.
Oh, I perfectly know this place.
Okay.
It must be the Grand Canyon.
All right. Can you probably tell us something about it?
Well, the Grand Canyon, as its name already says, is a canyon carved by the Colorado River in the state of Arizona. A few years ago, I think in 2007, the Skywalk had been opened to the general public. This is a huge transparent horseshoe-shaped bridge made of glass which extends the edge so that people can walk on it and appreciate the surrounding of the Grand Canyon even more. It's amazing!
Wow, now I am scared I might lose my job. You know more than me. And yes, obviously, it was the right answer. And with that, you won the prize.
Oh, great!
Congratulations! Now you can officially pack your stuff and bring along one special person and see the spectacular places of North America. So, whom are you actually bringing along, and when do you plan to go on this tour?
Oh, this is absolutely great. I don't know what to say. I'm just extremely happy, and I can't believe it. I must be dreaming.
Oh, no. It is not a dream, and you have the right to definitely be happy. But first, tell me about the lucky person who would come along.
I'm going to bring along my fiancé, Brian, and this would be my surprise for him before our wedding. Our wedding will be in December and we'll fly in November.
Wow, that will definitely be a great surprise. I wish you both a great trip and congratulations in advance for your wedding. Thank you very much for joining me today. It was really fun to do the quiz with you. Bye!
Bye, May. Thank you ever so much.